Welcome to the 15th Club with your hosts, Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers. Ed and Scotty will bring you up to date on all the big news in the world of golf every Saturday from 5 to 6.
It is time to tee it high and let it fly. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 15th Club on KLBJ Radio. We are broadcasting on the road this afternoon at the Deep Eddy Cabaret on Lake Austin Boulevard. You are ultimately invited to come down and enjoy the great drink. They've got the football game on where Cincinnati currently leads the Titans 9-6 at halftime. They've got pool table back there. They got music, and they got very beautiful people here at the Deep Eddy Cabaret.
Hey, Ed, I got to tell you, I saw Tito drinking Tito's downstairs here at the Deep Eddy Cabaret about 5 minutes ago.
Well, that is fantastic. Our show, the 15th Club, proudly brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance, ABC Bank, the Salt Lake Barbecue, the Naughty Deck and Bar at the Renaissance Hotel, the Munich Conservancy, Maudie's, Tex-Mex, Nine Banded Whiskey, Adele Golf, and Donald Ross Sportswear. Thank you for the sweater I'm wearing today, the new Donald Ross.
Looking good.
Coor Crenshaw. I'm now on Team Coor Crenshaw, head of communications, I've just declared. Welcome, everybody, to the show. What a beautiful day in our town. A little cold, I know, because I saw you on TV today. You were at the Longhorn Oklahoma State game when Longhorns won 56-51.
Yes, Ed. Two very mediocre teams today. I'd like to think the Longhorns are a cut above mediocrity, but they had 20 turnovers today. And they got out to a 13-0 lead.
Yeah.
And then Oklahoma State goes 16 straight points. I've never seen a game start out like that. A 13-point run by Texas, 16 by Oklahoma State. We held them off, one by five, 56-51. Marcus Carr had a pretty good game, 14 points. I think the baby races at halftime were the highlight. I got to tell you, that was great.
They showed that on TV, too. Yeah. Saturdays has been a day of upsets in the Big 12, and another upset today. Kansas State upset Kansas 75-74. As Kansas State is really, really playing some great basketball right now. We saw them beat the Longhorns earlier this week, so Kansas State.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
An update.
Kansas
scored in the last 20 seconds win.
Oh, Kansas won 76-75.
They scored with 1 second left
win
76-75. And Kansas State was a pretty good team.
They are pretty
good. And they got a free throw, too, at the end. There's 1 second left in the game.
Okay. Well, I spoke too soon because I saw that score. But so Kansas leads Kansas State 77-75. On our show today, the 15th Club, we're going to get you up to date on the American Express Tournament going on in La Quinta. Also, part of the European Tour, a lot of American players are playing in Abu Dhabi. Also, a very special visit with our great friend Jordan Uplegger, who runs chairman of the Dell Technologies Match Play, right around the corner, March 23rd through the 27th. But let's get you up to date on the American Express, where Tom Hoagie, the former TCU Horny Toad, is the leader right now by one shot. Hoagie is at minus 17. He has a one-shot lead over Seamus Powers of Ireland and a one-shot lead over Lee Hodges, Paul Bergeon, and Harry Higgs is at minus 15, and Hudson Swafford is at minus 15 with others. So not your big name brand leaderboard, but still exciting things out at La Quinta. Scotty, I guess they're playing the international tournament in Abu Dhabi, and a lot of big names over there. What's that leaderboard look like?
Well, Scott Jamieson, who is Scottish.
Scotsman, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Scotsman. He's 11 under par after three rounds, and he has a one-shot lead over two very good players, Shane Lowry, former British Open champion, and Thomas Peters. Now, Victor Hovland is in fourth place, and I think he's going to have a monster year this year. He's such a good player. He actually had a good Ryder Cup, even though he's part of the losing team. And anyway, he'll be here for the Dell Match Play.
He's got to improve his chipping. That's one area that he needs to improve is his short game and his chipping, but he is very, very good. Well, with us now on the 15th Club is our friend Jordan Uplegger from the Dell Match Play, Dell Technologies Match Play. How far are we out, Kimo Sabe? How far are we out from the tournament?
58 days.
58 days.
58 days.
From the start, and I know if people have driven over the Pennybacker Bridge and looked to Austin Country Club, man, the stands are up, the hospitality's getting up. It's really right around the corner.
Yeah, we're really excited. Thanks, Ed and Scotty, for letting me come on today. And it's a little chilly out there, but we're hopeful that the weather turns around here for the next tournament. No, we're real excited. Clearly, we've had a couple years of, you know, obviously with the 2020 event canceling, and the 2021 event was altered to accommodate for everything going on with the pandemic. So really looking forward to bringing everybody back out, and the support from the Austin Country Club, the business community of Austin, Texas, and the surrounding area has been unbelievable. And we definitely could not do it without him. And so with all that, we're really looking forward to this year.
You had a really good tournament last year. I mean, you had everything from Sergio Garcia's walk-off ace in the playoff against Lee Westwood. I guess that was in the quarterfinals, maybe?
That's right.
And then Scottie Scheffler, you know, going all the way to the finals.
Yeah, that was really fun. Yeah, that was really fun. I mean, obviously, having Scottie in the final with Billy, you know, they played great golf. Scotty had the hometown advantage with all the UT fans that were following him, and that was really fun to watch. And, you know, he came away second place. I remember seeing him in the parking lot that day, and he still took home about $1.2 million. So it wasn't too bad of a day. Didn't hang the trophy up, but clearly we're excited to have those guys back.
Yeah, you got a good group. And, you know, Billy Horschel didn't make the Ryder Cup team. And Kevin Kisner has never made a Ryder Cup team. And I really, you know, I know Steve Stricker and the guys won, but I kind of go, man, why did you overlook the guy who won the Dell Technologies Match Play, which is an endurance test, Wednesday through Sunday? Why, I'm not going to question Steve, but, man, I wish they would have given Billy a little respect.
Yeah, I think you may have got the same response out of Billy, honestly. You know, I think he's a great player. You know, he heats up really well, and I think he understands match play, you know, at the highest level. So I was, to be honest, a little shocked by that as well.
Let me tell you about Billy Horschel. I am lucky enough to be on the first tee, thanks to Jordan Uplegger. Thank you again. I'll be there again. It's the highlight of my sports casting year. It really is. Let me tell you about Billy Horschel. Billy Horschel, every time he goes to the first tee, he will go and meet the standard bearers. He will meet the people who are scoring for him. He will meet everyone who's a volunteer taking their time for the Dell Technologies Match Play. And that means a lot to me because some of those guys, I won't mention any names, Ian Poulter, don't give anybody the time of day up there.
Right.
But Billy Horschel does, as did Scottie Scheffler, as does Jordan Spieth, some of the guys you'd expect. But I tip my hat to Billy Horschel for doing that.
Yeah, no, and I can tell you a quick story. You know, we obviously gave him the trophy. He came back in the clubhouse and asked him to give him, you know, some time for an interview. And without giving him any script or anything like that, he immediately said, you know, if I ever came to Austin, Texas, the only place I'd ever want to play is Austin Country Club. I fell in love with this golf course, yeah. The membership here. And I just thought that was a really cool thing. We didn't ask him to say that. And I think that was a true statement from his part. And so he's a class act, and we're really excited to have him back.
And he's currently number 23 on the hit parade of the top golfers in the world. So Billy will be back. Scotty, we need to take a break.
Okay.
I know you have something at the tip of your tongue.
I want to talk about some of the highlights we've had from the press room at the Dell Match Play over the years.
We've had some fun times at the Dell Match Play. We're going to learn more when we come back about volunteer opportunities, tickets, and that sort of thing. Again, Cincinnati and Tennessee are going head-to-head right now. The Cincinnati Bengals, I believe the Cinderella team of this NFL playoff, leads the Tennessee Titans, the number one seed in the AFC. Ben will be along at 6 o'clock to talk more football, but we're going to take a break. More with our buddy Jordan Uplegger of the Dell Technologies Match Play, live from the Deep Eddy Cabaret, right after this timeout.
This is Ron Franklin. You're listening to Austin's only golf show, The 15th Club, with Ed Clemens and Scotty Sayers on KLBJ.
A hearty thank you to our friend Ron Franklin, who passed away this week, Scotty. I know you were close to Ron. I was close to Ron. Jordan knew Ron. What a consummate professional broadcaster, but he was a better man here in Austin with all the things he did. And we are going to miss Ron Franklin. I'm so glad that ESPN finally mentioned Ron Franklin. They did it today during the broadcast, so I'm glad they finally did that.
Well, he was so many things, Ed. I know he was your mentor.
He was,
too.
Well,
he
yes.
was such a presence around Austin, very close with Coach Royal. He was the voice of the Longhorns in the 80s. Before that, he was the voice of the Houston Oilers.
Love you, Blue. Yeah.
Love you, Blue.
Yeah.
And in their heyday. I mean,
yeah.
you talk about a good job. And then he was with ESPN for all those years doing football and basketball. And
yeah.
my gosh, what a golden voice.
Yeah.
And just a great guy.
Wonderful guy. We had many great lunches with him many times at the golf course. And we love you, Ron Franklin. You're going to be missed. Welcome back to the 15th Club here on KLBJ Radio. I'm Ed Clements along with Scotty Sayers. Our show brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance. Thanks to all the great folks over there who love golf and especially love junior golf. And by ABC Bank. And Jordan Uplegger is with us. What is your title? Executive Director?
Yeah. Or just, you know, don't call me late to dinner kind of deal. I'm just kidding.
The man runs the Dell Technologies Match Play.
He's your boss. You should just call him boss.
He is boss, but he's my boss. He makes sure I'm on that first tee with my friend Montana Thompson. That's one thing about this Dell Technologies Match Play. I will talk to Montana Thompson about four times tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to him tonight. He's the biggest Green Bay Packer fan ever.
Oh, really?
And we will be messaging back and forth. And a great guy. And your staff works so well hand-in-hand with people there and with the PGA, and it's been uber successful, very successful. But I understand you're still looking for some volunteers.
Yes, sir. Yeah, volunteer opportunities are still available, so I would encourage any of your listeners today to reach out to us either by phone or email or go to our website, DellTechnologiesMatchPlay.com, and sign up to volunteer. We got some great available spaces to come out and marshal and help players get around the golf course and learn more about the volunteer piece of the tournament, which you're very well familiar
yes,
with.
Yeah.
We cannot do it without them. Definitely need all the volunteers, and so we do have some available positions, and we'd love to have you join us. So,
and the benefits of being a volunteer, you get some cool shirts, cool gear.
Yeah, so there is a fee, but you get a full uniform, all your meals are paid for, party on Saturday night, and access to the tournament. You get a badge throughout the week, so when you're not working, you're able to come out and enjoy the tournament as well. So it's a great, great program.
And I hope it gets as hot as that volunteering at Augusta National, you know, because that's people
wait
years and years to volunteer at Augusta National because they throw in a round of golf and you work all those days, but you get to play Augusta National.
Yeah, well, that's don't spread that rumor too well.
Yeah, speaking of Augusta National, we should mention the passing of Bob Golby, the 1968 champion.
Yeah.
And he had a great career on the PGA Tour, and he was really one of the founders of the Senior Tour.
He really was. He and Don January and Sam Snead and others, and he won in 68 when Roberto De Vincenzo signed the wrong scorecard, but I know that was kind of bittersweet to him because he won it because Roberto signed the wrong scorecard, but what a great champion. He won on the PGA Tour numerous times, won on the Champions Tour. He was a great, great golfer.
Well, in 68, when he won, De Vincenzo signed the wrong score on the 17th hole, and it kept there from being a playoff. Next day. So Golby might have beat him anyway.
Sure.
And Bobby Jones sent him a letter the week after he won and said, "Remember, Bob, under the rules of golf, you are indeed the Masters champion." So signing the correct scorecard is part of the game.
It is. And there was a wonderful picture that you posted of Ben Crenshaw and Bob Golby and Bob Golby's nephew, Jay Haas,
yes.
at Augusta, right there on one of the benches right there outside the clubhouse visiting. I know Bob Golby always came back for the champion's dinner.
He did. They get a little check for coming back, and Bob was glad to do that, but he loved being around the past champions, and he played in the par 3 tournament for a long time. Of course, he was an NBC analyst and
yeah.
a very good one
yeah.
for many, many years. Jordan, you've got this.
Yeah, no, I remember, you know, back, I guess, 2007-8 time frame when the Super Senior program was still active on the Champions Tour, and Bob would come out and play
And, you know, he just was great with people. And as a young guy getting into the PGA Tour, it was awesome to be able to go to that, you know, see Don January and Bob Golby who's the big character that
Sam Snead was a character.
Yeah, I'll think of it here.
Of course, Chi-Chi was always around, and
Tommy Bolt was a character. Yeah.
He wore all the real bright colors.
Oh, Doug Sanders.
Doug Sanders. Yes. And I'll tell you what.
Scotty's dear friend.
Well, he thought I was his agent. He thought I was his agent, but anyway.
So anyway, those guys would all get in a room, and part of the pro-am was that, you know, the biggest part of that whole deal was that they would go and have lunch or breakfast, and they would all tell stories about where they played. When you went to play with them, a lot of them really couldn't play golf anymore, but it was the storytelling, and Bob was really good at that. And so, and obviously, Jay Haas and Billy Haas and those guys are class acts, and I think a lot of it comes from Bob and what he did with the PGA Tour.
Yeah, some really, really great guys on the Champions Tour. Don January is still alive, knock on wood, Don January, over 90 years old, so...
Jackie Burke is still around.
Jackie Burke, who won 57 or 58? Scotty,
he won the 56 Masters 56. And the PGA the same year.
Same year.
I think he's 99 now.
Oh, wow.
And he didn't play a whole lot on the... Jackie didn't play a whole lot on the senior tour. He did play in the Legends every year, though. And so... anyway, there's a lot going on with this football game.
Yeah, the Cincinnati just scored a little while ago to make it 16-6, but the Tennessee Titans are on a drive, so this is still very, very good. Later tonight, it's going to be San Francisco and those Green Bay Packers. Jordan Uplegger is with us, who runs the Dell Technologies Match Play again, March 23rd through the 27th. Any type of change in any type of... I know there'll pro-am in this, but you'll have practice rounds. And can the public go to the practice rounds or just go to the tournament?
Just go to the tournament, but I will say the demand has been unbelievable. I think everyone's ready to have the top 64 players back in Austin, Texas. Our demand for our private and semi-private suites are sold out. We do have the 360 Club available. Big play here in the football game for those who can hear the background.
We got to talk about that in a moment, the big play and more on the Dell Technologies Match Play. We got a break for the news here on News Radio 590 KLBJ. I'm Ed Clements along with Scotty Sayers. We'll be back from the Deep Eddy Cabaret right after this.
Hey, this is Kyle Chandler. You're listening to the 15th Club with Scotty Sayers and Ed Clements on KLBJ.
I could listen to that all day long. Kyle Chandler and Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
And we're at the Deep Eddy Cabaret. It's a little wild around here today, which is great. We just had Tito Beverage, our friend from Tito's Vodka and a big Muni supporter, on the air with us, and the 15th Club. And I just saw the guy that owns Lalo's Tequila,
which is
a great product.
Great tequila,
It's one of the best new products. And, you know, Austin has become just kind of a center, and Fredericksburg, too, of a lot of distilleries and a lot of great beverages. All right, the 15th Club is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance, our newest sponsor, and ABC Bank, with segments by Salt Lick Barbecue, the Naughty Deck and Bar at the Renaissance, the Muni Conservancy, Maudie's Tex-Mex, our favorite, Nine Banded Whiskey, Edel Golf, and Donald Ross Sportswear. And the Golfers Roundtable is hopping today. Lori Beveridge, one of our board members, is on her way out. And we've got this big event on February the 20th.
Yes.
Down at ACL Live. And Jordan Uplegger's with us, and he's going to talk about tickets for the Dell Match Play.
How do you get those tickets?
Yes, thanks, Eddie and Scott. Go to DellTechnologiesMatchPlay.com. For folks who are interested in purchasing grounds tickets, we have some Ultra Club tickets available, as well as volunteers. We talked about this earlier in the show, but we have some great volunteer positions available for folks that want to come out and volunteer for the tournament.
And it's staggering to see how the great players are that are going to be there, from Rory to Phil. Phil's still a top 60 player. Jordan, Scottie Scheffler, all the DJ. Billy Horschel, the defending champ. It's an unbelievable feel because people want to play at your tournament because it's a great tournament, plus of the money involved.
Right, so this year, big... purse increased to $12 million.
Wow.
Oh, my. Well, that, what do they get just for showing up? What if they lose every match? They still get like $80,000 or something.
More than that.
More than, wow.
What?
That's amazing.
Don't
okay.
tell Crenshaw.
I'm not. Well, he'd love to play. Listen, he missed out on a lot of the big money on tour. Ed, let's right quick talk about a couple of our favorite moments at the Dell Match Play. I know what you're going to say, but do it.
Well, my favorite moment at Dell Match Play was when Tiger Woods had just gotten defeated, and Ben Clements was right there on the scene at number 18 when Tiger lost his match. Scotty and I are broadcasting right by the driver's rein, and Tiger walked over there with Joe LaCava, his caddy, and he was visibly mad about it, but I guess this was the last time he was going to see Joe for the week. He unzipped his bag and started peeling out, boom, kaboom, kaboom, 100.
It was a wad of money.
It was a wad of
wow,
money.
That's Tiger, the first time I've ever heard this
yeah,
story.
It was, oh, yeah. It was incredible. Yeah, that's yeah. a great story.
And then he wouldn't come on the show.
Yeah, we asked him nicely.
Yeah. Another time, though, I think the other time that was fun was we sent Ben Clements to the driving range. This is Saturday afternoon, down to the semifinals. We send Ben Clements to the driving range. Find us a player. We need a player. And we're up in the press room overlooking the driving range. So here comes Alex Noren. And he sits down at our table, and he said, I was just told to come up here for this interview. What is this 15th Club thing? What am I fixing to be on?
And it was a great interview.
It was awesome.
It was awesome, and what a nice guy, Alex
Noren. Is the best friend of the 15th Club.
Well,
it's Ben, by the way, everyone. Nice
yeah,
to see you.
I'm Ben Clements here.
Yeah.
But
well,
my favorite story is, so we're standing on the driving range watching Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods warm up for probably the only time, you know, that that'll ever happen against one another. And a buddy of mine says, Tiger was just hitting it as perfect as he could. And someone said, he's going to win the Masters. I bet you $100 right now he's going to win the Masters. And I took the bet. And lo and behold, 2 weeks later.
Yeah, Tiger's surprise win at the Masters, really, kind of after.
Yeah,
after
but he was hitting it as good as you could ever hit it. It was really fun to watch.
Scotty, what about the time that you and I saw another friend of the 15th Club, Sergio Garcia, hole-in-one to finish his match?
Yeah,
we saw that in person on the tee.
The fifth playoff hole against Lee Westwood. Westwood hits it about 4 feet from the hole, and you think, well, Westwood's going to close it out. Next thing we know, Sergio knocks it in the hole. That was a great. That
a great
really
walk-off.
Great. Yeah, that was.
Okay, one more time. Where can people get tickets and volunteer activity stuff?
All the listeners, please go to DellTechnologiesMatchPlay.com for folks interested in volunteering. We have some grounds tickets available and some upgraded tickets available inside our Ultra Club. And 58 days out, we'd love to see you.
Jordan, thanks so much for being on the 15th Club today. Scotty, what a great show. Thank you, Tito Beveridge and Lori, for stopping by. Don't go away. Ben Clements is here. We're going to talk football all the time. A heck of a game going on right now in Nashville between Cincinnati and the Tennessee Titans. And we'll talk more on the End Zone Club. For Scotty, I'm Ed. We'll see you next hour here on KLBJ.